Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, do you think animals can leave behind their presence just as people might? And we're not talking just dogs and cats.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you've got a real ghost story and you'd like to share it, do it. Share it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could become a premium subscriber if you'd like to. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's here today.
Da-da-da-da-da. How's it going?
Well, good. I wanted to talk to you about something. So the other night, I have this friend Jill, and Jill does these classes for women and men, not even necessarily gay men. You could be a straight man and join us. But it's the finishing school for modern women is what she calls it. So they do all kinds of different classes and different activities. So it's a really cool group. And I like to go to some of her classes. So she had one the other night that was called Empowering Empaths. And so she sent it to me directly, and she's like, I really think you need to go to this class. So I went. And
That's interesting. Yeah. Empowering Empaths.
So so it's about being an empath, which I am. And
what exactly does that mean to you?
So I'm a very sensitive person, and I'm sensitive to people and their emotions and people. Like, you and I are both like that with people. Like, there's a person recently that we were both kind of dumbfounded because we thought she was a really good person and she wasn't a really good person. And we're like, oh my God, we're better at reading people than this. And we are.
She really had us bamboozled on that one. We really did not see it coming.
So being like that, like, you can feel energy. You can feel, you know, that person, it's like, that person is bad. I got to get out of this situation. But we can also feel in an environment, like we can walk into a room or a house or an abandoned psychiatric hospital and feel the energy there. So that's something I've always been. I'm very sensitive to other people's feelings, extremely sensitive, very sensitive to animals. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are traits of an empath. So when you say empath, it's not necessarily like I'm feeling spirits. Definitely can. And I definitely do. But you can also feel people and their emotions and their energy. Like, we're kind of in tune to nature. Like, we like being outside and walking and, you know. So
I have a question for you on this. So you go to a meeting about this, and how many people there do you think believe that they are empaths? Like, do we all think that?
No, but you figure empowering empaths, you're not going to take this class and pay the $40 unless you think you are one.
Unless you think you are, right?
Yeah, and so
I'm just wondering, like, you know, do most people think they fall under this category?
No. I think people listening right now would be like, I'm not like that. And there are other people who, because we're all different. And so there are other people who just approach life differently. And they even described, like, the girl who taught the class, Cynthia, she's a psychic, and she did an episode of the Grave Talks with me. I think that one's called Inside the Mind of a Psychic. And her husband, she refers to, I think she said HSP, a highly sensitive person, but he's sensitive in a different way.
Mm.
And so it was interesting. So I'll give you some of the quizzes. Or some okay. of, there was a quiz, excuse me. I won't give you some of the quizzes. I will give you some of the questions. Because okay, there was okay. only one quiz. So you could, for each statement, give yourself a 0 for never, 2 for sometimes, 3 for always.
Okay, so 0, 2, 3, that's yeah. my option. Mm-hmm.
There's no one. I have no idea why there was no one.
That's an, okay. That's what I was wondering. Okay.
So these are some of the questions. You
three
sense,
is always, yeah. 0, never. Okay.
Yeah. So you sense other people's pain and sadness. I'm a 3. I can pick up on that really easily.
Oh, yeah. I think if people are in pain or are sad, oh, definitely.
You pick up quickly if someone means one thing but says another. I put me down as a 2 for that one.
Yeah, I'd go probably 2. And you know, I'm going to tell you, there are people that do that on purpose and they're really good at it.
Mm-hmm. You feel drained if you are around certain people.
Oh, that's a 3.
That's a big old 3 for me. Mm-hmm. You get strong first impressions of people, both negative and positive, that end up being spot on. 3. I do.
Yeah, I'd say pretty close. Now, there can be that random person. And I, honest to God, think more often than not, that person is on the sociopath level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're really just good at, you know, manipulating and acting and, you know, things like that. So,
yeah. So, you know. Like this next one, it even bothers me to read this one out loud. Oh. That's how...
I'm
how
sorry.
Strongly you feel about this.
Gosh, I feel empathy for you.
Yes, thank you. You see something sad. For instance, an animal being hit by a car.
Okay, I'm done. You... That's it. Quit reading these questions.
Wait, but the question is...
Don't even talk to me.
No, but it takes you much longer than others to stop feeling sad or sick about it. That's a 5.
It takes me years.
Yeah. Others don't understand how deeply you feel and why you can't just let it go. I'm a 2. On that one.
Because sometimes I have a hard time letting things go.
But sometimes I can. So that's why I put myself down for 2. But then this one, you always feel like you view life from a different perspective than everyone around you. It seems like no one is like you. I put a 0 because it says you always feel that. I don't always feel like that. I feel there are a lot of people like me.
You know, I used to feel that more until people started telling me that, like, they said, oh, we like to be with you because you point out things in a different way and we would never think of it like that. I still think I'm on the different end.
Well, see, you grade yourself. You do you. You've experienced the sensation that you are feeling the pain of the whole world. And there are days I feel like that. So I put myself down for 2. But then the next one, it says, there are times when you feel so overwhelmed with the pain of the world that you want to crawl under the blankets and not interact with anyone for a few days. 0. I'm never like that. I'm not one to crawl under the blankets.
No, I still get out of bed.
Yeah. You feel like your mood or emotions change when certain people enter a room? Absolutely, I feel like that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the questions. There's about 20 more.
Okay.
Like, you've had times in your life when you went through such a traumatic event that you were totally numb. Yeah, 3. I have felt like that before.
Sure, this one, absolutely. Yeah.
You've walked into a room and felt the energy was different without knowing why. For example, walking into the office and being hit with a sensation of tension or anger. I used to be able to walk in the front door of the office and know whether my boss was in a good mood or bad mood without seeing him. 3. Absolutely. Oh.
How about your mom?
Yeah, we grew up like that. So
yeah.
So it's interesting. So then there's a score, like the 0 to 25. You have some empath traits. You wouldn't be considered a true empath. Score of 25 to 50. Mine was you are an extreme empath. So it says you have the ability to soak in others' emotions without consciously knowing you are doing so, which I am like that. You sense the vibe of a room or place without visual clues, such as tears, yelling, or slamming of doors. Absolutely. I can tell. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. More importantly, if you are scoring this high in the empath test, then you're extremely open to the pain and suffering of the world. I feel like that because lately I have not been able to watch the news. I cannot you know, I used to listen to NPR all the time. I haven't been doing that. You get overwhelmed by trying to do too much or help too many people at once. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's so me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get some tools and resources to help you, these extreme empath traits can cause you to get very sick. Chronic fatigue is extremely common among empaths who score like this and don't have the tools to take care of themselves. So I'm like, that's so true, because I have to do kind of like throughout the day, especially talking about paranormal things, I have to kind of recenter myself. And, mm-hmm. And so what was interesting is then they gave you some tools on how you can ground yourself again, and breathing techniques and some things that you can do to like put, like for people like me, people like you, boundaries are really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tend to let too many people in.
I can see that.
You know that about me. I let too many people in. I always have. I take in all the strays. I'm always trying to help everybody and figure out everything. And so it was a really interesting class.
Yeah. No, I like that. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So it was just really interesting. So we got this whole like managing incoming energy in here. Build boundaries, not walls. And so bringing in light, recharging and taking charge. So if you're like that, mm-hmm. you know, reach out to me if you want me to kind of give you some of these, because they gave us some links to books to read and mm-hmm. things.
You know, and I have over the years have had to do a lot of those things, set up some boundaries. You know, you just get more perspective the older you get. You know, and realize that you can't fix everything for everybody, and you want to, right? And lately, it seems like I've been going through situations where I'm so worried about people, and there's absolutely zero I can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely out of my hands. My children are grown-ass adults. I can't fix it for them.
But
you know,
you can listen, and you can be there for them, but then it's
really
draining.
Right, you can do all those things, but, you know, you have to begin to put it, in, you know, in into the appropriate, you know, setting and say, okay, I can't do this. You know, you can't just completely let your life, you know, be dictated by things you have no control over.
So I think a lot of times when people think of empaths, they're thinking just in the paranormal terms, but it's mm-hmm. more than that. And so mm-hmm. people like us and a lot of people listening,
mm-hmm.
fall in that category. We're very sensitive to people and their emotions, and we pick up on a room's energy, which is right. why we could go into an old home, or we can go, and sometimes it's surprising, like, whoa, didn't expect to feel this in this new build right. construction. You know, it's like,
yeah.
so you can feel these things. Like you and I went to that hotel in Dallas, and it was said to be haunted. But neither one of us picked up on anything.
Oh, no, not totally
feel,
not.
Did not it was feel anything.
Nothing.
Of course, I laid in bed awake half the night expecting maybe I might, but I never did.
You get your own self worked up.
I do.
You know?
Because I'm like, I might
and,
feel something.
And I kept saying, there is nothing. You know, and I went to bed and went right to sleep.
And I knew there was nothing, but what if?
But what if?
But so just know for people who are falling that empath category, and like I said, there are different levels of it. You might be a one, you might be a two, you might be extreme like me. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'll give you that quiz later, Kathy, and you can take it.
Okay, that'd be fun.
See where you fall.
Yeah, I think, but I do think it just, the older you get, I think, like I said, now that I'm older, I think I just have, more bandwidth to handle things, because, you know, I would say in my 30s and 40s, it was crushing at times, you know, and now as I've gotten older, it is not that I think I'm not, I just think I've found ways mm-hmm. to deal with it, deal with, like you said, boundaries, because there are people in this world that are just not particularly nice people.
Right.
And you can let yourself be consumed with it. I hate the fact that a lot of times some of these people that are not particularly nice are in power positions, right? And use them on us. And so it's hard. But if you get some of these techniques like you're talking about, I think it can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But so this story we've got is about animals. And that's another thing that empaths feel really strongly is about animals.
Oh, gosh.
And the connection and the feeling and the protection. Like somebody shared a story the other night of a trip to India. And I'm like, okay. She was talking about stray dogs. And I'm like, now you've given me something to be worried about all night. Because I will be like, I got to help all of the animals. Mm-hmm. And I've always been like that. As long as I remember, I need to help all of them. And you can't. And so
right.
You got to do what you can do. So this is an interesting story because when we think of, the title of this show, I was like, do animals, can they leave behind their presence? So you think dog or cat, this is deer.
Okay.
So it says, animals are one of my primary focuses in life. Obviously, this person's an empath. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about being an animal cop recently, which would be really hard as an empath, actually. I'd be one of those people who investigate animal abuse accusations and rescue pets if need be. Maybe not an empath. But then I don't get how you can be, I don't know. Because it says, I also feel like I can understand animals. I don't talk to them. I just understand why they do things and how you should treat them in turn. Maybe that's why I was the only one to feel their presence in the house when we went on vacation one year. My mother worked for a rather successful businessman who owned a great deal of property, one of which was a ranch house in Medina, Texas. It was set into a wonderful wooded area with a gorge near the side of the house. A river was dammed up at the bottom, but I refused to swim in it for its murkiness. Probably a good idea. The point was that we were invited to vacation at this ranch, and we did. My mom's boss didn't come with us. It was just my family. The house itself was nicely equipped with all of the modern comforts you'd want. However, it did have one problem for me. Deer heads were hung on the walls in the main room, and a variety of hunting-related decorations hung about. Deer antler lamps, that sort of thing. I had a horsetail whip on the wall of my bedroom. I wasn't bothered by the decorations too much, and today I would have found them super cool, but I was rather unnerved by the stuffed deer heads. It was like they were looking at you no matter where you faced. I left my luggage on my bed along with a stuffed poodle, the kind of animal that isn't made with real parts. Makes me laugh. It's an actual stuffed poodle. I went exploring around the house a bit, seeing what's what, and when I returned to my room, I noticed something was off. My bag and poodle had been knocked over, but not all the way off the bed, just a few inches beside the bed. I was scared and told my mom about it. She obviously didn't think it was of any real concern and probably assumed I just imagined it. I put it out of my mind, but things got a little weirder later that night. I've always been scared of the dark, and I couldn't sleep. As I sat there all tucked up in bed, I heard something, footsteps, but not of a person. It was an animal. I can only describe it as being what I assume was deer steps. I could hear the floor creaking under the weight. I swear that something else was in that room, breathing. Moist air brushed past my ear like a horse trying to get my scent. And suddenly the footsteps retreated out of the room and everything was quiet again. I don't remember sleeping at all that night, but I must have, because my mom woke me up in the morning. I told her the story, but again, nothing really came of it. And then again, I left out a lot of the details. I was already self-conscious about it, and I basically had been convinced that I just dreamed it up somehow. Nothing really happened after that first night, but the experience stuck with me. It didn't help that every night on the dot, the stupid toilet flushed at 1 a.m. for some bizarre reason, though I think that's got more of a tangible reason. Do you think animals can leave behind their presence just as people might? I don't believe in ghosts and pride myself on being skeptical, but sometimes I wonder about the shadow cats I saw as a child and the deer I had a brush with. Thanks for putting up with my lame story. Keep up the good work. Best wishes, Absol. I hope I'm saying that right, Absol. Not a lame story at all, and I 100%, 1,000% believe that animals can leave behind their presence. And most usually we hear dog and cat stories, especially cats, people seeing ghost cats. I've had so many of those stories.
Well, we have a lot where people feel their pet on the bed with them.
In the bed. I've never heard
like jump up.
A deer story, though. This is a first. But you've got deer head in this ranch or whatever it was, which creeped me out. I'm not comfortable when I walk in a room and I see a stuffed animal head. I'm never comfortable with that. But, you know, to each his own. Some people, that's their thing. It's not mine. Not here to judge. But if you can feel the presence of a dog or a cat, why couldn't you feel the presence of a deer?
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. I don't know why there would be a difference there.
I have heard so many ghost cat stories in particular of people feeling the cat rubbing against their leg and things like that, or just seeing a cat. Lots of cat stories.
Lots of, more than dog stories, though we do have some dog ones.
Oh, yeah, definitely dog stories, too. There are both.
But I think I hear more cat ones.
So, yeah, I'm just absolutely, I believe that story. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it could just be that you saw all these heads and then you flipped out heard something and then thought, oh, it's a deer?
It could. Because that stuff creeps me out to that extent. You know how I go to bed and worry about shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, so it could be, but I do also think there could be a deer presence. Why couldn't there be?
Yeah, if we think that there could be cats and dogs, why wouldn't there be other things?
Yeah, especially when you're in a house filled with dead animals. It's always kind of creepy to me.
Yeah.
So yes, I do not think that's a lame story at all. And I think, you know, there definitely could be.
Yeah, I agree.
Here is a caller.
Hi, this is Carla from Seattle, Washington. I went to a new, brand new hotel. It had only been open for 4 days. As I was sleeping, the entry light turned on, and I went to turn it off. It went on again. I got my video camera out, and I started to record. And I said, if you are trying to get my attention, you have it now. Just tell me what you need. Do you need help? And then I went back to bed. Again, the light went on. I got up, got right by the entry light when it was on. I got a bright orb coming towards me. And I said, I can help you. And then suddenly a big noise behind me, like the chair had moved really bright, loud. I moved my camera around and asking, do you need help? I can help you cross over. After the review of the video record, I heard a voice say yes. The last time the light came on, I sat down on the floor and I started talking to the entity. And I said, don't be afraid. You can, there's people over on the other side waiting for you. And I said a prayer for them. When I was checking out, the people in front of me was saying, there was something wrong with my entry light. It kept coming off and on. And I kind of snickered behind them. And then when I checked out, I said, is there something wrong with the light? And she said, no, it's brand new. I said, okay, well, I know what it is. So that was my ghost story, that it's a brand new hotel. It was only open for 4 days, so I think there's something wrong with the land. But whatever the entity was in my room, I helped them cross over. And that's my story. Thank you.
Okay, there's someone who's way braver than I am.
I was thinking the same thing, because I was just in a hotel with you that was an old hotel that was supposedly haunted, and absolutely nothing happened, and you couldn't sleep.
Nope. But you know, I do the same thing to myself.
So what if something had happened? Could you stand up and say,
no,
let me help you?
No, I don't think
no,
I could.
No, you would. No.
And I don't know, maybe if I felt like something needed me. I don't know. But I've never helped any entity cross over or spirit. So, well,
okay. All right. So do you think there's any electrical reason here that these entry lights would be coming off and on? And apparently it was happening in more than one room.
Yeah, absolutely. But then she heard the, do you need help crossing over? And it said yes or something like that.
Then she heard a chair behind her move or something happened there.
Yeah, so there was more than just the lights.
Right. Had it stayed with just the lights, I might have said, new building, maybe there's some electrical issue. They just haven't gotten resolved yet. And especially if other people are going up saying they were having it too. You know, maybe these entry lights are on some sort of thing, and I don't know.
Maybe the two things weren't even connected.
I don't know. Now, here's the other thing. Like, can a light be sensitive to motion? Yeah, but then you say, okay, so what's the motion that's triggering it on and off? You know.
And I don't think that kind of light would be sensitive to motion.
You wouldn't. Though it might be a nice idea in a hotel if you had a light that could come on when you walked over. Because sometimes in a hotel, I end up tripping or stubbing my toe or doing something because I can't see.
There might be hotels that are way outside of our budget
that have a nice little light that comes on if you get close to it, which would be nice, right? If you kind of like get up and start walking towards the bathroom and the bathroom light could come on because it senses you. So, because we're not used to that, you know, layout. But then you have to say, okay, I'm in bed. Why is the light coming on?
Yeah.
Because something's triggering the motion. So there's that problem. And like you said, she, you know, also had a chair. Then she heard something. And so maybe she solved the whole darn problem for everybody.
God love her.
You know, she got ahead, got him to the other side, and boom, Bob's your uncle. You know, like that is that.
And the hotel that's only been there 4 days that could have ended up being every review was like how haunted it is. She just took care of it.
She just took care of it for him.
God
and
bless
so
that
good
woman.
For her. You would have never pulled that off.
No, world needs more people like her. Me, I don't know.
We need
her.
More Carlas in the world.
But her, yes. So yes. If you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the entire archive, do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.